Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Paul Moran.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30 and this is Update for Friday, 24th of March from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, plus the newsmakers in person tonight. An MHK questions the time taken to bring laws to protect those who rent. How much does the cruise industry actually bring to the island? Ramsey Commissioners believes Treasury is well placed to collect local authority rates. Ensuring the safety of passengers and staff on the MER remains the DOI's highest priority. E-gaming headquarters plans are blocked. FC Isle of Man back in action this weekend. And an island's musician prepares for a 12-hour non-stop charity gig.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
Now at the time of 5:31, let's get the latest headlines with Christian Jones. Faster my Christian.
Faster my. Manx Care's executive medical director is being seconded to an NHS Foundation Trust in England. Manx Radio understands the chief executive of Manx Care has written to staff describing it as a great loss. The company, which is attempting to block plans for a new e-gaming headquarters in Douglas, says it doesn't oppose development as long as national planning standards and regulations are followed. Isle of Man Enterprises lodged an appeal against King Gaming Limited's plans to redevelop a Brownfield site after government planners have supported the application. And government is failing to bring in laws designed to protect those at the lowest end of the income spectrum. That's according to Russian MHK and Speaker Johan Waterson after he sought an update on the implementation of the Landlords Registration Bill. In international news, President Emmanuel Macron says it wouldn't make sense for the King and Queen consort to carry out a state visit in France while there are protests there. Their trip's been postponed following violent demonstrations over a rise in the pension age. Ofsted is being accused of making a terrible mistake by refusing to pause school inspections in England. The NAHT union says the watchdogs completely underestimated the strength of feeling after a headteacher took her own life in January. And Everton has been referred to an independent commission over alleged breaches of the Premier League's profitability and sustainability rules. The club could face sanctions if it's found guilty of any wrongdoing. Those are the updated news headlines. Next at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
And there is another weather warning in place. It's yellow is the colour of it, and it's for the west coast of the island, especially Peel, and that's from midnight tonight until 3 o'clock early in the morning, and that's for coastal overtopping. So if you're in that area between midnight and 3 in the morning, be careful along the coast. Appeal. Showers this evening, which may be frequent at time. Lowest temperature 6 Celsius. Sunny intervals and possibly one or two isolated showers tomorrow. Temperatures up to 12. Sunset tonight at 6:39. Up again tomorrow at 6:10. Outlook still a chance of the odd shower. Sunday temperatures 9 degrees with a frost in sheltered places. Sunday night low water today 7:41. High water tomorrow morning at 1:28. Low water tomorrow is at 7:44 in the morning.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
Political figures have weighed in on the Landlords Registration Bill, with the Speaker of the House of Keys questioning government's priorities on housing. According to Russian MHK Johan Waterson, government is failing to bring in laws designed to protect those at the lowest end of the income spectrum.
Well, as you know, the Landlord and Tenant Registration Bill was passed in the last administration. Here we are 18 months into this administration, and not so much as a whiff of a consultation on the standards that admittedly were controversial at the time, but a first draft has been prepared that we'd seen in before, but yet no inkling as to when it's going to go out. So perhaps I was just questioning the drive of government to deliver this bill into reality. You know, it's always a bit Byzantine to work out what the priorities are for a Minister for Infrastructure, but you know, we've recognised that housing is one of the top priorities for this government. We've set up an institution, the Housing Communities Board, to actually go and deliver on the promises of housing, and yet here we are with some pretty key legislation that's there to protect people people who are at the lowest end of the income spectrum from the few road landlords that are out there, and we're just not delivering it. It's not something that sits within the core of government, and I think that has been a mistake from day one with this, that if housing is so key and core to the centre of delivering our island plan, then it should be business as usual for council ministers to deliver it, not sticking it at a body at arm's length from government. So I think these are structural issues, these are budget issues, and these are priority issues. But ultimately, the people who are feeling this are out there in damp houses around the Isle of Man.
The company which is attempting to block plans for a new e-gaming headquarters in Douglas says it doesn't oppose developments as long as national planning standards and regulations are followed. Isle of Man Enterprises lodged an appeal against King Gaming Limited's plans to redevelop a brownfield site after government planners supported the application. The appeal hearing is due to take place on Tuesday, 28th of March. Tessa Hawley has this report.
Under plans submitted by the Excel Group, a Parkland campus facility would be created on Victoria Road in Douglas. This would host a HQ for King Gaming's 300 staff, 66 staff accommodation units, a restaurant and a cafe. But Isle of Man Enterprises, which sold the company the land, has highlighted concerns with road safety, flood risks, loss of trees, the impact on heritage and a lack of parking. It says only 80 spaces have been allocated for the workforce and accommodation. Chief Executive Andrew Thomas said there is a misconception that Isle of Man Enterprises is opposed to the principle of development on this site, and that, he says, is simply not the case. In fact, we sold the land in question to King Gaming and would welcome a vacant site being developed, but not at any cost, he adds, especially if it means the planning rules that all other applicants have followed are disregarded. Isle of Man Enterprises says King Gaming has claimed that residents are unlikely to have their own cars as they would be foreign nationals employed under the visa waiver scheme. It's disputed the 80 spaces the business says it would need, saying there could be 200 local staff who require parking spaces. Whether this is a long-term development or the site ends up being owned by someone else further down the line, Mr. Thomas added, there is inadequate parking under these plans, and that needs to be addressed at this stage. That appeal hearing will be heard on Tuesday next week. The Excel Group claims that once occupied, the development on Victoria Road would be the single largest private investment on the Isle of Man.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Ensuring the safety of passengers and staff on the Manx Electric Railway remains the highest priority. That's the pledge from the Department of Infrastructure, as Beth Espy reports.
The DOI has confirmed to Manx Radio that it's paid an £18,000 fine after previously admitting health and safety failings. The department says it welcomes the matter being brought to resolution at Douglas Courthouse last month. It had previously accepted two offences of failing to ensure the health, safety and welfare at work of its employees and passengers between the 12th of April 2017 and the 17th of July 2021. The court heard the DOI had failed to provide adequate maintenance procedures in respect of the wheels and tyres of tram cars operating on the MER network. On the 17th of July 2021, a tram derailed near Luaig, with a passenger suffering a broken leg as a result. The DOI was ordered by the Deputy High Bailiff to pay the fine and prosecution costs of £250 by the 3rd of March. The maximum sentence which could have been imposed was £20,000. The department has told Manx Radio it's acknowledged the court's decision, adding the department wishes to reassure the public that a comprehensive review was quickly undertaken into the maintenance procedures on the Manx Electric Railway following the incident, leading to improvements made at the time to existing processes as well as additional training for staff. They go on to say the safety of our staff, passengers and the public remains the highest priority for the department.
A Ramsey commissioner says Treasury is well placed to collect local authorities priority rates. Duan McGuinness says it collects the majority of them and is mildly worried that outsourcing to a private company has been brought up in Tynwald. Local Democracy reporter Emma Draper spoke to him.
I was a little surprised by Tim Glover's comment in Tynwald, where he suggested that is Treasury the best place department to be doing this, or whether local authorities should be going private. Considering Treasury collect all our taxes, I would make the point that if they aren't capable of doing it, who is? It seems a little concerning that members of Parliament are suggesting that private companies are better placed than their own civil service. And I just feel this is the latest in a long line of services being put onto ratepayers and away from central government, so less of a cost on the taxpayer through Treasury having to undertake this role, and ratepayers having to then fund private companies, perhaps at more expensive rate. This makes no logical sense except in that context, and it's mildly worrying that this is what is being discussed in Tynwald.
Why would you not consider collecting them yourself?
It is something we have talked about, but ultimately, I think not having Treasury collect the rates is the exception rather than the norm. And ultimately, the Treasury do collect rates for the vast majority of the island, collect rates for water and sewage, collect an awful lot of money through taxes. So they seem to be pretty well placed, or they should be pretty well placed, to collect our rates.
When you plan budgets, do you account for uncollected rates?
We do try and take into consideration that there will be a percentage, you know, between 10 and 5% that won't be collected. But the difficulty comes is historic rates, and sometimes rates will be paid on a historic basis. Sometimes they continue for a long time and you get new rates being unpaid. And that also trickles in over the year because people have up to 12 months to pay or longer. Then it becomes very difficult to predict.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Well, Manan is safely in Douglas Harbour, not going out until 8.45 tomorrow morning, heading off to Heysham, should be at Heysham Harbour around about 11.10. Comes back tomorrow afternoon at 2:15, should be back into Douglas Harbour around about 4.40 tomorrow night. And then same again for Sunday, out at 8.45 into Heysham at 10:10, back from Heysham at 2:15 into Douglas at 4.40. For more information, head to manxradio.com. Click on to news, then click on to travel.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
It's a familiar opening for FC Isle of Man this weekend as the Ravens welcome West Didsbury and Chorlton to the Bowl on Saturday. The two clubs were promoted to the North West Counties Premier Division last season. Interim manager Paul Jones looks ahead to the fixture.
They were promoted with us, or we were promoted with them. They won our division last year and they're kind of fairly comfortable in ninth place in the league and have done really well in the league and also in the cup competition. So, yes, it'll be a really tough game, but every game in this league's a tough one at the moment for every team. So, really, as I said before, they're a lovely bunch. They bring a noisy group of fans with them who make a great atmosphere home and away. And, yeah, it should be a special occasion once again at the Bowl.
Now, when you know a team quite well, does that make it harder or easier when you kind of know what they're about already?
In some ways easier, because you've got a feeling for what they're going to try and do and maybe where you can exploit that a little bit. But in the same way, it's harder because they know us quite well and they maybe are aware of our strengths and areas that they could exploit. So it becomes more of an interesting kind of tactical battle, I guess, because you're well aware of each other's strengths and weaknesses. And it can be a good thing because you can prepare well, but also maybe you can overthink it. And sometimes I can be guilty of that. So you kind of, you just need to trust what you're good at and trust the players and go and deliver that. And then if you do a good job, you give yourself a better chance of getting 3 points at the end of the game.
Now, you've announced your squad and defender Chris Cannell is returning. He hasn't played for the club since August. So how big of a boost is this to have him back?
I think, yeah, when you have any player that is a really good human being who is just a hard worker and who has been out for so long with an injury, this weekend is a good game for him to come back in and around the group. We've got two games in 2 days next weekend, so we'll need more players and we need players to be fit and around the group. So it's with that in mind, really, Chris is back involved.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
In corporate news, the boss of JD Weatherspoon expressed cautious optimism over the pub company's prospects amid signs of recovery from the ferocious inflationary pressures faced by the sector. Tim Martin, the founder and chairman, said that supply or delivery problems had largely disappeared and the company had overcome the labour shortage and now had a full complement of staff across its estate. Weatherspoon's was founded by Martin in 1979 on the site of a former betting shop in Muswell Hill, North London.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed lower as investors digested the latest news on Deutsche Bank. US stocks parred losses in midday trading as markets cap off a bumpy week following the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision on Wednesday and further pressure on the banking sector. Oil prices fell sharply amid declining European banking shares and after US Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said refilling the country's strategic petroleum reserve may take several years, dampening demand prospects and gold price lower. At the close, the FTSE 100 was down 1.26% at 7,405. The DAX also down 1.66% at 14,957. At 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones was down 0.16% at 32,056. The S&P 500 down 0.2% at 3,940. And the Nasdaq also down 0.52% at 11,726. Exchange rates, the pound will buy you $1.222 and it will buy you 1.135 euros. And in commodities, gold was down 0.3% at $1,986. And Brent crude oil was also down 1.27% at $74.49.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates. Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Right, tomorrow with sunny intervals and a few showers at times. Further showers Sunday morning before becoming drier and brighter in the day. Sea temperature is 8 degrees. Saturday, the wind west or southwest 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 4 or 5. Through the morning, becoming variable 3 or less in the afternoon. Wave height 0.5 to 1.5 metres, becoming 0.5 to 1 metre. Wave period 5.5 seconds and high tide at 1:45 p.m. Sunday, wind east or northeast 4 or 5, backing north or northeast 5 or 6 through the afternoon. Wave height 0.5 to 1 metres. Wave period 5 seconds. And the high tide on Sunday is at 3:15 p.m.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
This weekend, epilepsy charities around the world will mark Purple Day, an international grassroots effort dedicated to increasing awareness about the condition. Bethany DeLuRusinum is the secretary of EPSA-IOM and says the charity is working towards greater public understanding and better medical provisions here on the island.
Epilepsy Society have produced a poster which is about the three C's. Now, a lot of people panic when they see somebody have a seizure. There's loads of different types of seizures. What do you do if you see somebody having a seizure? And it's the three C's. It's calm, cushion, call. Calm, remain calm. Don't panic. Cushions the head of the person. So take off your coat or your jumper or find a cushion, put it under their head, because I know from my own experience it can be painful bashing your head on the floor for a minute. And then the next thing is call an ambulance. And the thing with calling an ambulance, if you see somebody, you don't know them, they're having a seizure, you call an ambulance because you don't know if that's their first seizure. If you know the person and their seizures are identical, you know that seizure, you know they don't need an ambulance, don't call an ambulance. If the person that you know is having an unusual seizure, or they've injured themselves, that there's blood pouring out of their head or whatever, call an ambulance. So if you're not sure somebody's having a seizure, remain calm, cushion their head, call an ambulance, unless you know not to call an ambulance. So that's Purple Day for epilepsy. It's raising the awareness on the island about people who have seizures or non-epileptic seizures and what to do in
Manx Radio Sport.
Time is 10 minutes away from 6 with tonight's sport. Here is Sean Cowper. Fastamai, Sean.
Fastamai, the final place in the ECAS FA Cup semi-finals is up for grabs this weekend as St John's and St George's go head-to-head tomorrow afternoon. The winner will play Corinthians next weekend, while Peel take on Laxey for a spot in the final tomorrow. Manx Radio's football correspondent Tony Meppam thinks Peel start as favourites.
Last week these two met at the same venue and Peel came out worthy winners. So they'll be hoping to get the same sort of performance that they got last week.
There's also plenty of league action this weekend. We'll have a full breakdown of all the fixtures on Friday Sport Preview after the news at 6. In hockey, there are champions and relegations to be decided as the season nears its end. For many teams, it's the penultimate game of the season. And in the Rossborough Women's Premier League, Castletown A will be hoping for victory when they take on Valkyries A, as our hockey correspondent Ben Cunningham explains.
If Castletown A get a point out of this game, they will be Ladies Premier champions. So big game for Castletown A. But could Valkyries cause an upset and get a shock victory here? We'll see on the day.
And it's a big weekend for the island's rugby clubs as the Ravenscroft Banks Cup begins. There have been some changes to the format for this year's contest, with four sides taking part in the round robin before a champion is crowned in the final next month. Our rugby correspondent is Dave Christian.
There's no home and away. Everybody plays each other once. It's like that sort of Six Nations format. We're definitely playing first against second in the Manx Cup final, 22nd of April. That's down at Portishee. There's talk at the moment of a potentially third versus fourth as a warm-up for the cup final. I'm just waiting for confirmation on that this week from the executive committee that organises rugby on the island. But it's exciting times. Like I said, the Manx Cup is the one that everybody wants to win.
And that's a look at your sport this evening.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Police aren't reporting any incidents on the road down at the airport. All flights looking on time at the moment. In about 8 minutes, the Liverpool flight is due to depart. Later tonight, the London Gatwick, the EasyJet, that's been delayed, but only by about 10 minutes' time. So arrivals, delayed flight from London Gatwick, same flight in by 10 minutes, should be in at 7:30, now going to be in at 7:40. And the both Liverpool and the London City are both showing on time down at the airport. On the roads, Victoria Street, works continue for another week down there until Sunday, 2nd of April. Traffic coming down Prospect Hill, including scheduled buses, going to be diverted along Athol Street. Traffic using Ridgeway Street is going to use the exit via Prospect Hill only. Traffic from Market Street and Drumgold Street, also the M&S car park, still diverted towards Prospect Hill, and no access to Victoria Street from Thomas Street. Victoria Road, however, road, not street, is now open. Temporary lights on Johnny Watson's Lane, 9:30 to 3:30 for work on the pavements. Also in Pull Rose, the Pull Rose Road and Alder Road by the Methodist Church, closed for work on the new pedestrian crossing. Heading south, Ronick, the Ronick Road still closed for resurfacing until the 7th of April. In the West Glen Helen, temporary lights on the TT course 24 hours a day for tree felling. Douglas to Peel, temporary lights on the stop-go board for essential maintenance, and pathways repairs between Union Mills and Crosby. And in Peel, temporary closures continue around East Quay. That's until the 14th of April. So nearing a close. And up Ramsey Marketplace, Parliament Street and Water Street, and all of the also the Ballymenock Road.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside. Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
And finally, next month, a local musician is due to perform without repeating a song for 12 hours straight, with funds raised being put towards help those with mental health issues. Ian Molyneux has struggled with his own mental health issues after his close family members died. He explains why he's undertaken this challenge on 15th of April for I'll Listen.
I lost my dad when we were seven and we were on holiday in Cheshire. And my mum passed away on Boxing Day about 10 years ago. So it's something that's kind of I've gone through, but I've always been in the perspective of the wrong way of things, but of just going, you know, man up, get on with it. And then a couple of years ago, my grandmother passed away, and she was like my best friend. I could talk to her about anything, and I kind of got everything off my chest talking to her. And then with her gone, it kind of just left me in this kind of like hole where I had no one that I felt I could ever talk to. But having seen what they actually do in schools, with actually talking to children and being honest about it, trying to get children to find ways of being able to kind of cope with issues, knowing that the kids have got somebody to actually talk to. Because I know when I was younger, I didn't think I could talk to anyone about it, not even my parents. So that's why my grandmother was very important to me, because she became that way of letting things out. So I think it's really important now to actually show kids, actually, you know, you can talk to anyone about it and we will be here to support you. Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, I had a bad motorcycle accident, so I'm not able to do things like a marathon or healthy stuff. If you just look at me, you get that answer. So I was thinking about what could I do, and I played a gig once up in Ramsey and someone said to me, that's a huge set list you've got there. So I went researching online to see like what the world record was, and the world record's 4 days. And I was like, not a chance I'm even going to attempt that. There's a saying about when you hit your 30s, you kind of like, that's your style, that's your taste of music and that's it. I'm lucky in respect that I don't seem to have that. I can sit down and pretty much every night I'll try and listen to a brand new album that I've never heard of before.
That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones and producer Beth Espy. After the news at 6, Friday Sport Preview with Sean Cowper. Even more greatest hits with Ellie Miller at 6:30. Sweet and Swing with Howard. More women in jazz, a Dodo and some Maxine Sullivan. After Hours with George Ferguson at 10. Whatever you're doing tonight, keep well, stay safe, have a great weekend.
Loneliness and isolation can affect us all at times. Manx charity Live at Home offers support to older people by providing one-to-one befriending, telephone befriending, social groups, outings, and not forgetting our men in sheds in the north of the island. Maybe you have a few hours to spare a week to volunteer, or if you would like to donate to our services, then please contact Live at Home on 616 571. Live at Home, supporting independent living in the Isle of Man. Signed up yet for this year's Manx Telecom Parish Walk? Well, now's your last chance to get a discounted entry. Visit parishwalk.com and register by March the 31st, or you'll be paying more. Come on, let's do this.
Well, today I'm going to talk about the finest bathrooms in town. Hello, cheeky monkey.
I hope you're going to recommend Paysetter.
Of course.
Wow.
It's where all the cool cats go.
Yes, smart cats like you choose Paysetter for a wide range of stylish designs and superb expert advice.
Squawk! Paysetter! Paysetter!
That's right, Polly. The magic starts when you visit Paysetter Tile and Bathroom Studio, Harris Terrace, Douglas. Or search online for Paysetter Douglas.
You may have already heard about the new energy efficiency scheme, but you may not know just
just how easy it is to access the support and that more of you can apply for it. You could be eligible for £750 worth of free energy efficiency materials to make your home more energy efficient, reduce your energy consumption and to help lower bills. Check out our website today and find out if your household is eligible. Go online to costoflivingsupport.gov.im or call 686262.
Heard the goss? You've another chance to win with Millie Chaps of Ramsey. We've got some new celebs in a bed. Call in at Parliament Street and see if you can identify the famous people. Text their names and your name to 166177, starting your message with the word bed. All correct entries will go into the big prize draw live on Manx Radio at the end of the month to win an incredible bed worth £500. And be sure to check out Millie Chaps' extensive bed range at the island's only Temper Collection studio. Celebs in a bed, again, with Millie Chaps of Ramsey and your nation station, Manx Radio.
Enjoy a burst of flavour in smoothies, fruit salads and more with our new and exclusive Del Monte frozen fruit range. Exclusive frozen brands at ShopRite.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.